1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we are warm and cozy in the studio
today.
That's
the other poll we got to do.
What?
Rob Linton on the mic.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll get to him. We've got, we'll talk about the polls later. We have the polls. We have the store. We have the forums. We have everything.
We're still fine now from last week.
Yeah, I know. It was cold last week, but it's warm and cozy in here.
Yes.
And we will be taking your calls in just a moment at the numbers you already heard, and they're also out on our website at soundbites.org. But before we do that, we will get to the news, and we'll start with Dave since Steve is typing.
That never stopped him in the past.
Yeah, Steve's actually got a network connection. Not the rest of us, though.
Yeah, we're working on it. Microsoft is warning folks that if they don't, you know, get in on this new Microsoft licensing 6.0, that they could pay up to 45% more. Which, you know, I mean, I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. You know, I understand, you know, I mean, how many more billions does Dr. Gates there have to have to keep things going? But, you know, I mean, more and more companies are letting people, you know, laying off, and you're going to raise your licensing fees by 45% if they don't comply.
Right.
I think they're going to lose a lot of folks. And same, you know, we're starting to see Star Office and some of these other products come out, that it's only going to give them more credence to maybe try that out.
Right. There are already companies talking about moving to Linux. There are companies talking about moving to Star Office or Open Office.
The other thing is, you know, I mean, as far as a word processing, you know, how much more can they add to those that, you know, a lot of folks are sitting there saying, and for what you get for the buck, it's like, I know folks that are still running on Office 97. It does everything that they
want
to do.
Yeah.
And don't need to go to these other XP or any of these other features because they're just doing typing.
Especially if you have five or six people in your office, a small office, that's several thousand dollars to upgrade.
Exactly.
And there's people who are doing stuff on Microsoft Works. And they're perfectly happy with it. You get a product like Abbey Word, which is a free word processor. You get an office suite like Open Office, which is free, or Star Office, which is $75. And it does
everything.
The new
one I read about now, Think Free Office.
There's also SOT Office, which is based on Open Office. And they're all cheap or free. And people are beginning to say, I don't need to spend $500 to do what I want to do.
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, you look at the average Microsoft product, and they're saying that if they don't, you know, do this upgrade, or sign for this licensing by July 31st, they will be totally cut off, and, oh, by the time they want to go to the next upgrade, they will have to pay full price.
Right.
And when you come to a full price, say like at an Office XP Professional, you're looking at $700.
Yep.
Each.
Yeah.
Each. Per copy.
And a lot of folks are sitting there saying, well, maybe we won't do this, folks. So
it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the marketplace.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Microsoft, I don't know what their story is, but I'm
they've already
sure
done a little of that
want.
On the Mac side. Office 10, you can upgrade from Office 98. But if you're still running Office 4, you can't upgrade. The license doesn't let you upgrade. You have to buy the full version.
Right.
So they're starting to cut back the older versions.
Right. What's going on speaking of the Mac?
Well, yeah, I was furiously typing over here because this press release you gave me is from New Zealand.
Ah, sorry.
So the prices are all in New Zealand dollars.
There you go.
and apparently the exchange rate is really bad. But what we're talking about is the...
Well, they're down under.
They're down under, yeah. So it should be backwards, right?
Yeah.
but what we're talking about is that Apple revised the iBook line of laptops. They're entry-level, low-cost consumer models. Moved them up to 700 megahertz G3 processor. Starting at $1,199, they still have the 600 megahertz Hertz model with the 12-inch screen. And going up to $1,799 is the 14-inch screen, 700 megahertz, 256 RAM, 30-gig hard drive, and the combo drive, so you can watch movies and write CDs with it. But apparently the prices are really bad in New Zealand, because that $1,799 U.S. Retail price is $47.99 New Zealand dollars, excluding GST.
Right, whatever the GST means.
So it's
government
goods and service tax, is the way Canada does it. Yeah,
service tax.
So that's a pretty bad exchange rate. So we've got to feel sorry for the people that live down
there. It's like lira, 17 bazillion lira, right. One loaf of bread.
Right. So now up to 700 megahertz G3 in the consumer laptop, up to 800 megahertz G4 in the professional laptop. So their clock speeds are climbing again and again.
And it is their most popular model for home and educational use.
Yeah, it's a tough call when you're trying to decide between the iBook and the PowerBook. Do you need the super fast processor? Do you need the extra wide screen? And most consumers are saying no. We are seeing the professional TieBook, because of the titanium case. The PowerBook is selling into the video professional market because of the wide screen. It's really hot in Hollywood that at the end of a day, in fact, not even at the end, but when the director yells cut, the video is now going off to the editor, who can edit the last scene while the director's shooting the next scene. So by the end of the day, you're done.
Right, right. On the Microsoft front, as you know, several hundred years ago, I think it is now, the United States government declared Microsoft an illegal monopoly. And they've been worrying about what the remedy phase will be. Well, Microsoft is now disclosing how it will let users of its latest Windows software effectively replace their own email, web browser, and instant messaging tools with rival programs. This action was required by the antitrust settlement. Microsoft demonstrated a new feature this week that its engineers will include within Windows XP to allow users to trick their computers into behaving as if some of Microsoft's own software tools had been removed from Windows. Microsoft said it will offer the change probably in August in a 40-megabyte service pack update. Service customers can download the update from their website or order it for shipping costs expected to run less than $10. The government demanded the redesign aimed at helping rival software companies compete against Microsoft more fairly as a cornerstone of its agreement to end the historic antitrust case against the software maker. 9 state attorneys general, including our own, are pursuing additional penalties against Microsoft. Microsoft does not plan to demonstrate the changes for U.S. District Court Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli, who will decide later this year whether to approve the settlement without ever having seen the changes. The government did not force Microsoft to make similar changes in earlier versions of Windows. This update will work only on the home and professional editions of Windows XP. Interestingly, folks, for those of you who have copies of Windows XP that are less than legal, Microsoft will also use the Windows update to crack down on software pirates. It identified a stolen unlocking combination widely distributed on the internet to install Windows XP illegally. Microsoft has designed the update not to load on those illegal copies, and that software will also block users from downloading future repairing patches from their website. Microsoft refused to estimate how many users might be affected, except to say that it identified a sizable number of illegal copies of Windows XP that would account for millions in lost sales. So if you have a less than legal copy of XP, you might want to think about getting legal, because you can't run this patch or you will never be able to update anything again. You think about that while we take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest running computer call-in show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
This is Health and Fitness reporter Liz Bonus, and if you're kind of shy about putting on a swimsuit, pick up our Butts and Guts video. It's everything you can do in your own home to get in shape for summer. Call 234-7701. That's 234-7701.
The lazy way to lighten up with Liz fitness video. Available at the WHAM studios or by mail order. For more details, call 234-7701. That's 234-7701.
If you're a PowerPoint or 35mm slide user, then remember this name, Visual Horizons. They'll make 35mm slides from your PowerPoint presentations or your digital camera files. They've got complete slide duplication and slide film processing capabilities. And of course, they only use Kodak film and chemicals. Visual Horizons offers a complete line of media and CD packaging options, including the all-new 12-color DuPont Tyvek CD envelopes, as well as over 5,000 sizes of peel-and-stick, vinyl, and paper storage products. Visual Horizons is a family-owned business with over 30 years' experience in Rochester. Go online right now to visualhorizons.com to check out their free catalog and software center. Visual Horizons, 180 Metro Park, across from MCC, or call 424-5300. You'll be amazed at what they can do. Visual Horizons, a name you can trust for all your 35mm slide and media storage needs. I was talking with a friend the other day who loves to put things in the ground and watch them grow. This has been a tough spring for that, and as he put it, there's a lot of pent-up demand out there. I got to tell you, the folks at Wayside Garden Center are in complete agreement, so they've extended their hours this weekend because the inventory is literally exploding out of the ground of the pots and the planters, all with happy smiles on their little faces, waiting eagerly to go home with you to brighten up your yard and your life. Listen now, annuals, every variety, Alyssum to Zinnias, a full flat, 48 plants, just $13.99. Hundreds of varieties and colors. And perennials, over 2,500 varieties on sale this weekend. There's also thousands of hanging baskets to choose from with over 100 varieties to bloom in sun or shade. And look, too, for a wonderful assortment of vegetables and herbs along with pre-planted patio or cemetery urns. For everything that goes or grows in your garden, visit Wayside Garden Center, 124 Pittsburgh Palmyra Road, just past Lollipop Farm. Open through Sunday till 8 p.m., Monday till 7.
I would keep you close to me.
There seems to be some disagreement about when summer actually begins. The calendar says June 21st. Tradition says Memorial Day. To resolve this dispute, pull that pitcher down from the cupboard and mix up some country time lemonade. Then take long and liberal sips of that good old-fashioned taste. You may find that in this dispute about summer, ice cubes have the last word.
I got one.
It's huge.
Now hold on, man. Reel it in. Don't jerk it.
The line's gonna snap.
I can see it.
What kind of fish is it?
That's no fish.
The big taste of jumbo shrimp is back at Red Lobster. Whoa. Mix and match any two mouthwatering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. 12 jumbo shrimp are just $12.99.
Quick, put on your...
Safety strap.
Jumbo shrimp are here for a limited time. Red Lobster. Go overboard.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, when you get insulted by your own announcer, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the afternoon. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I know I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm pretty sure I'm Steve Ray.
And we think Rob Linton is on the buttons, but we're absolutely
We haven't
certain.
Seen him in a couple of weeks.
That's
so
right,
you know,
that's right. He's been sitting here warm and toasty.
He looks like Rob Linton.
Yeah, he looks like a happy Rob Linton because he's been warm. We know for certain we are talking to Suzanne from Rochester. Welcome, Suzanne. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. I have two, and I hope you can help me.
Sure, maybe.
Actually calling on behalf
two
of
computers
my upper...
or two questions?
Pardon me?
Two computers or two questions?
Two questions, computer related.
Ah.
I'm actually calling on behalf of my upper 70-something mother-in-law.
Yeah?
We tried to get you to call you because we know you love that kind of thing.
We love that sort of thing.
But I decided that I would call and she will take notes.
Okay.
She ran an answer.
What's your name?
For a long time. Her name is Doris.
Hello, Doris.
And I would like to find out, we think we were infected with a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So we loaded the Norton antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we began getting error messages on opening the computer, on restarting the computer.
Yep.
That end in .exe.
Mm-hmm.
And just this morning, in the last 20 minutes while I was waiting for you, I logged on and off a bunch of times, and I got 5 or 6 different .exe error messages. Now,
yeah.
I think the .exe are their executable files.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, but we don't know why we're having the problem, why that's happening.
All right, what version of Windows is she running?
98.
Second edition?
Second.
All right, now, what do you have on your computer?
We have Windows 95.
Oh, darn. What you really need to do is, if you could, to help her out and make this McAfee or Norton run correctly is you want to find somebody else with a Windows 98 second edition clean machine. And what you want to do is make a bootable disk so that you can boot to it and you write protect it. In other words, you got to make that little tab so it'll slide up and it can't be written to. What you want to do is shut her machine off, turn it on, because a lot of these viruses are TSRs, terminate and stay resident, so they get loaded in memory. But if you boot off this disk, you know, that's write protected, they won't go into memory, and then you should be able to get to Norton. But the thing of it is, though, if you have the CLES virus, the whole thing behind the CLES virus is that it totally disables both Norton or McAfee and will not allow you to run it. It destroys the program because it's an .exe file. And you literally have to uninstall and reinstall it. So Symantecs did put up a little utility. It's called CLES.exe off their website that you can download that file, run it in safe mode, and it will remove the CLES virus.
Okay. It's also possible.
How do you spell CLES?
K-L-E-Z.
Okay.
It's also possible if her machine is new enough that you can actually boot the Norton CD.
That was not going to be what
okay.
I was going to say.
Now, we have done that. Now, the problem with the Norton is when I click on the Norton icon, it tells me that I need to reboot the computer, restart the computer.
You have to start the computer with the CD, and it will put you in DOS mode where you type the commands to execute Norton. You shouldn't get a graphic
mode
at all.
How to do that is in your manual, by the way.
Okay.
What's probably happened is Norton cleaned some of the virus out, but it left the references in your startup files. So the errors you're seeing are probably the virus is trying to execute, but Norton has already deleted them, so they can't execute.
So your best bet is to run that, boot from the CD,
okay,
and clean from there. That should do it. If you still have a problem, what'd you say you're running 98SE?
Yeah.
That does SFC, doesn't it?
Yes.
So what you want to do is, after you have done all this procedure where you boot with the CD-ROM and cleaned it with that, if you then still have errors on startup, what you want to do is get the machine running, go to the start button, select run, and type SFC, which is short for System File Checker.
Okay.
What that'll do is go through your whole system, and any files it finds that are bad or damaged, it will replace and fix.
Okay.
You also may need to run msconfig at that same run command and remove any of the virus references from your startup files, from your .ini files.
The Norton should get rid of
But Norton should do that for you once you can boot off the CD.
Okay. Now, if we were to just completely start over and reboot using the system disk,
mm-hmm.
reload Windows.
You know, you don't have to reload.
Okay, that's what I...
That would certainly fix it, but it's pretty drastic.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was worried. She's got the family tree program on here, and
mm-hmm.
she's got over 3,000 entries.
Yeah,
right.
No,
try this other stuff first.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
That would be... matter of fact, I'd take it somewhere else before going and reformatting it, because definitely... That's too drastic. It can be cleaned out.
Okay.
I do it on a daily basis.
Yeah, it can be done.
Okay.
And Suzanne, I'm sorry, but we have to take a break now.
Okay.
And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit elementkcenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education, real opportunities.
You got the power!
Yes, you've got the power. The power of savings and selection, because we need to move some metal in May.
You got the power!
At Friendly Chevrolet, Dodge, and Beignets. Get savings up to $6,000 on new 2001 Grand Caravans, Dakotas, and Grand Cherokee. New 2002 Neon starting at $11,900. All new Ram 4x4s starting at $21,690. In pre-owned vehicles, get a 99 Ram 4x4 V8 automatic, only 42,000 miles for just $13,900. Or a 98 Honda Civic, well equipped with 65,000 miles for only $9,800. Get the power. The power of selection and savings, because we need to move some metal in May.
Metal.
At your power dealer, Fredley Dodge, Route 14A in Penyan.
You got the power.
With A-approved credit, 99 Ram number R315A, 98 Civic number 726A, plus tax title and tag. See dealer for details.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Salmon. I'm out at Clearwater Pool and Spa at 3760 West Henrietta Road. Great. The place is packed with people. A big, giant grand opening sale going on here today. I'd really like you to come down and visit Ken and Jim, the owners of Clearwater Pools. They have 30 spa models available. You absolutely have to have a hot tub for your deck this winter. And they sell the Beachcomber line of hot tubs. You know they're the Cadillacs. We've been talking about them forever. And this is the lowest price of the year on Beachcomber hot tubs. You know these things are built for the Canadian winter, so you know they work here in Rochester. 12 months, no payment, no interest on selected pools and spas, and they have all the summer supplies in stock. You know you all need a new solar cover and a liner and any parts and hoses you need and chlorine and so forth for your pool. Come on down and visit Clearwater Pool and Spa and help them kick off their grand opening sale. 3760 West Henrietta Road.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we are talking to Angie from Brighton. Welcome, Angie. What's your question?
I have another call on behalf of my mother.
It's Mother's Day here on Soundbites.
So. My mother just recently purchased a computer running Windows XP.
Right.
And her previous computer was a Macintosh. In fact, it was a PowerPC, actually. So she has these files that now that she backed off onto disk, and she wants to restore, you know, they're Word files and Excel files, and it shouldn't matter whether they're on the Macintosh platform or the Windows platform. And I only run NT at work, so I know that I can stick a Macintosh disk in and it'll read it, but the XP doesn't do that. Is there a utility that will do that?
No Windows computer can read Macintosh disks
right.
Natively.
What happens is if you've got disks that were formatted on a Windows machine, both the Mac and Windows will read them, and a Mac will write to them, and then you can read them on the Windows machine.
The Mac can format a Windows disk itself, but you have to tell it that ahead of time.
Right. That must have been what I did.
Right.
There are utilities for Windows, and I'm trying to find them now, that will let you read Macintosh disks.
That's what we need.
The other issue is you said they were backed up. Did she run a backup program,
no,
or did she just copy them?
Okay. Drag and drop.
Yeah, then there's a couple of programs. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now.
It used to be Macintosh.
It's Media 4 Mac Drive. That's it. Program called Mac Drive from a company called Media 4 will let the PCs read Macintosh disks.
Media 4, like the number or the spelled out word?
The spelled out word. And it'll be on our linked list shortly.
Oh, excellent.
In just a couple of minutes on our website.
There is already a FAQ on our website for the Apple's Mac PC compatibility guide that lists a lot of different programs that can facilitate Macs and PCs sharing information and sharing networks as well.
Okay. I was just being lazy and calling you straight out.
Yeah, all right. Well, now you can be just as lazy and click on the link in about 5 minutes.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Angie. Our next caller, Keith, on a car phone. Welcome, Keith. What's your question?
Nick, how you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
Feels like my weekly dose of anguish having to call you guys.
Yeah, I know. Last time we talked, you were just downgraded ME to 98.
Yeah, and you know something? The advice you gave me it didn't work, and I
oh, thanks
about
for
it
calling, Keith.
But no, I got another question.
Okay.
Real fast. F2, when the machine's running, you hit F2, you go to setup. What F key do you hit to go to safe mode, to have it start automatically
just,
in safe mode?
You're at Windows 98?
Right. Yeah.
Just either hit the F8 key or just hold down the control key while it's booting. You'll get the menu there. You can select option 3 for safe mode.
F8 works with any version of Windows. The control key works with 98.
Right.
Okay, another question. My daughter, who I gave my ME to, and her monitor died. I mean, it was dying, you know, goofy colors, no contrast, et cetera, et cetera. So I took the original monitor that was on there, plug it in, and guess what happened? You know, you get the scrambled eggs on the screen. And I'm trying to get it so when it starts up, it starts up, you can read it. It goes to Windows, ME logo appears, you can read it. But when Windows starts to open, everything is electrified.
Yeah, what you need to do is to boot into safe mode, which we just told you how to do.
Right.
And probably your best bet is to delete the monitor.
The printer, right. Yeah, delete it.
You'll go into the hardware and delete the monitor.
And then, I'll be able to still see the screen?
Yeah, because when you reboot, what it'll do is, what
basic
safe mode
VGA.
Does is runs it in basic VGA 640 by 480, 16 colors, absolute dead minimum that you can possibly have. And every video card does that, and you don't need a driver for it. So what happens is you reboot the system, it starts to boot up, and it says, oh, man, oh, cool, we got a new monitor. Now, you may have...
Maybe not in those words.
Maybe not quite in those words. I don't run ME. I don't remember exactly what it would say. But basically, it says, okay, we got a new monitor. What do we do?
You really want to know what ME would say?
Yeah, no, I don't want
you
to know.
You got hosed!
Step away from the microphone.
You got hosed, Mick! Yeah.
Basically...
All right, look, just because the guy doesn't like his daughter and gives her ME doesn't mean... Don't go there.
No,
we have a show to do.
I
got one more question.
I did a survey. You're never going to get to it, Keith. He's on a car phone, the poor guy.
So he's got
the guy is on a car phone.
I was in a major computer store, and guess what?
This is a good time to go out for popcorn, folks.
For sale is only Windows 98, Windows 2000, or Windows XP. Wait a minute. Where's that product that I hate? Why aren't they still selling
they already
that?
Dropped it, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Nobody's buying it, so they're not stop selling it. What's your other question, Keith?
Real fast. I've had Frontier on my ME program, and it worked well. I always logged on to 56K, but this Windows 98 computer I got, the connection rate always seems so very slow. So I've decided to upgrade it to Roadrunner. They have a good package. Is there anything when the guy comes to install Roadrunner, I'm going to ask him a ton of questions, but his answer is going to be biased. I'd rather like an objective answer from you guys. Is there anything I should look for when running Roadrunner?
No.
Watch out for don't go?
The idea is once you get the connection made and you're sitting there with your little Ethernet card and everything else, once it's set up, it runs at the rated speed all the time.
Your programs don't care what the connection is. It just says open a connection.
As long as Windows 98 has been set up to run over XP, then you're done. And the important thing
over
to
network.
Remember, over the network, rather, you're done. The important thing to remember is that once you get out on the Internet, speeds will vary, but that has nothing to do with your connection. And the programs don't care. Once they're given a connection to the Internet, they don't care if it's dial-up, anything. They don't care.
And you're...
Well, guys, I hope I don't have to call you next week.
That would be nice.
Thanks.
For both of us. Now you can get back on the road and drive away. Our next caller, Jerry from Brighton. Welcome, Jerry. What's your question?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I recently installed a new motherboard in my PC and did a clean install.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to recover my... I saved my Internet... all the other files. I'd like to recover the bookmarks for Internet Explorer. What files do I need to look for and how do I get them back?
How did you do the backup?
Yeah.
Drag and drop onto another drive.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Then all you need to do for... Are you running Internet Explorer?
Yes, 6.
You're...
I was running Internet Explorer 6.
Okay, then what you need to do is look for the file called Favorites. It's a folder.
Oh, it is? That's new.
Yeah, you look for the folder. It's called Favorites, and depending on how your system was set up, it could be any one of 100 places, but you'll find it. And even if you opened it up, you'd see all your stuff in there as files as opposed to listed items on a menu. And you just drag that whole Favorites folder in the place. First, make sure you're not running Explorer.
Right.
And then you can just rename the Favorites folder that's there. Right, the one you've got now on your newly reinstalled drive, so that it, in case you screw up, you've still got those favorites saved. Then drag the other one over to the same place, and then next time you go, it'll say, "Oh, there's my favorites folder."
Okay, that's pretty straightforward.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
The trick is finding where you put that favorites folder.
Right, but you can do a search for it. That's easy enough to do. And we're going back to the car phone, but this time we're going to talk to Tricia. Tricia, welcome.
Hey, Nick, it's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
And I'm an old friend, Patricia.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am, and I got a question for you. I have a boss who is running 2000 on his Armada M300, the wrath of my existence, and VPN with AOL. Now, my VPN connection runs perfectly fine on my computer, his computer, everybody's computer, but his AOL connection, high-speed AOL connection, will not work his VPN. Any thoughts?
Yes. AOL has its own set of drivers that it loads.
Yeah.
And they are not compatible with anything else.
Really?
So the thought I have is that you now are stuck with an either-or situation.
Yep.
He either gets rid of AOL High Speed and goes to Roadrunner.
Yes.
Or he doesn't bother to use VPN at all.
Yes.
Correct.
The trick with Roadrunner High Speed is it's PPP over Ethernet. It's a different standard. It's like dialing, but over Ethernet.
Right.
Direct Roadrunner is straight IP.
Yep.
Right, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I set it up just like I've set up everybody else
for
VPN and configured it and the whole nine yards, and his would not work. So I thought, all right, maybe it's his computer.
Well, are you launching AOL and logging into AOL first? Because that has...
what he's doing now. Because
why?
That's what you have to do to establish the internet connection. Once you're logged into AOL, other programs can see the internet through AOL.
But he's still having an issue with this.
Right, because VPN is such a low-level protocol that it's not compatible with PPP over IP.
Okay. All right.
And I will call you this week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
I thought her name was Patricia.
We're old friends. I can call her anything I want.
Uh-huh.
Except late to lunch.
Yeah.
Our next caller is Jim from Henrietta. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hello. I got a little crazy last night.
Okay,
You're the one.
Jim, this is a computer show. I don't know who you thought you were calling, but we're pretty much for computers.
Okay. I wanted to clear a lot of stuff to have more space on the computer, you know?
Yeah.
So I accidentally deleted what it's saying is Windows INI, maybe it's initiation or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
you deleted the INI file. What version of Windows are you running?
95. I'm sitting right at the computer. I got the CD-ROM Windows 95 in there. The screen is on. All I got to, you know, anyway. But I'm recording this anyway, and I got a pencil and paper here, so.
All right. Then here's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You're at a DOS prompt, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's just
a
little C:\ sort of thing. Or are you in a window somewhere?
On the screen, you mean?
Yeah.
When it comes up, it says it's going to take about 10 seconds here. But when it comes up, it says I think do you press something to go to setup or escape to get out of here. You know, to quit.
So okay, your best bet at this point is to reinstall Windows over itself.
Yes,
that's what it's saying to
you
do.
You may also have to reinstall all your programs so they can set their own settings back in the INI file.
In the INI file, but at the very least, you're going to have to reinstall Windows.
Okay,
sorry.
Either that or what you can do is in the Windows subdirectory.
Yeah.
Look for the system INI or look for system.*, and win.*, and you might see a previous version of your win.ini and system ini that you can rename back to it.
And we're going to take a break now, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Jim Vacati, sales manager with Zweigel's Quality Meat Products, talks about his partnership with Wham, both on the air and online at wham1180.com.
We've gotten into this program with sending the product around the country, and that has proved to be very successful for us. Nick came to me about a year and a half or so ago and said that they had a plan that they thought might work for us, being that Wham had so much influence and power in the region. He thought it might work in getting our product distributed around the country. We've gotten to most states. The heaviest concentration seems to be Florida, California, Texas. We've sent quite a few to Hawaii, believe it or not. Wham works. We've gotten great response. The numbers are actually absolutely astounding to us, and the number of products that we sent out over since we've been on Wham has increased probably 5, 6, 7 fold.
To improve your business, call WHAM General Sales Manager Dan Guilfoyle at 454-4884, extension 117. Wham gets results.
We charge less, you get more. That's the way we do business here in Scottsville. Hi, I'm Dave Foringer from Riverside Chevrolet. I make sure every used car is mechanically inspected and reconditioned so completely that we confidently include a free extended warranty. That's a $795 bonus value included free at Riverside. And our selection of showroom quality cars is huge. Best of all, our low country overhead allows us to price our cars on the money. In fact, we stock 20 cars under $10,000 and payments start at $74 a month. We also include $344 in oil changes and discounts. You may spend an extra 5 minutes getting to Riverside, but you'll save a couple of hours getting to the price you want. Same low prices on new Chevys, too. $99 over invoice every day of the year, excluding Corvettes and specialty vehicles. See our website for details. Visit Riverside Chevrolet today, just 5 minutes south of the airport on Scottsville Road, where we charge less and you get more.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
News, weather, sports, and more. Online at wham1180.com. This is News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. Pakistan conducts a missile test today, and President Bush urges Pakistan and India to avoid a broader war. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller's traveling with the president in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Both President Bush and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are worried about the rising tensions and threat of war between India and Pakistan. During a museum tour, both Mr. Bush and Putin said they were engaged in efforts to bring some calm to the region. Both the U.S. and Russia agree that Pakistani missile test wasn't very helpful. Putin said it might escalate tension.
Putin has invited the leaders of India and Pakistan to talks early next month. The second in command of the U.S. Army says Al-Qaeda forces are trying to build a safe haven in Pakistan. He says the U.S. will deal with it in good time. Yet another terror warning to add to those covering rail systems, subways, New York landmarks, and scuba divers. The FBI says an intelligence update has been issued to law enforcement agencies about terrorists being interested in using small planes to carry out suicide attacks. That threat is not specific. A China Airlines Boeing 747-200 has gone down in the Taiwan Strait in what may have been caused by a mid-air explosion. 225 people were on board the Taipei to Hong Kong flight, which disappeared from radar 50 minutes after takeoff. There was no distress signal. Sky News reporter Richard Bestig is monitoring developments from Beijing.
The airline
scientists saying that they believe that it was unlikely that mechanical problems were to blame, despite the fact that this plane was nearly 23 years old, one of the oldest in the Air China fleet, and it had logged something in the region of 65,000 hours of airtime.
The airline says the plane was overhauled last year, and age should not have been a factor. Washington, D.C. police haven't confirmed a report that a pair of tied leggings was found along with Chandra Levy's remains, indicating she may have been tied up before she was killed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports police are still combing an area of Rock Creek Park for clues into what happened to the former intern.
The search continues here on the sloped hillside and in Rock Creek itself, now with the help of cadaver dogs.
They're going through the woods searching for any more evidence that they may possibly find to help in this investigation.
Park Police Sergeant Scott Thier says by now the D.C. police crime scene is probably an acre or two.
It's a large area we have roped off up there, and I'm sure that with the dogs that they'll go over an area even larger than that.
He's asking the public to avoid the temptation of coming to this particular area while investigators comb the hilly terrain. Neil Augenstein for CBS News, Washington.
Israeli tanks have now pulled out of the West Bank town of Tulkarem. Israeli army was conducting a two-day sweep there looking for suspected Palestinian militants. This is CBS News.
Ever since IntelliChoice named the Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Program one of the best non-luxury certified pre-owned programs in America, most of our competition has been, to say the least, envious. With our 115-point inspection, 6-year, 75,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, vehicle history, and 24-hour roadside assistance, Ford Quality Check Certified vehicles are easy to envy and tough to beat. For the dealer nearest you, visit FordCPO.com. We're behind you every mile of the way.
Source, IntelliChoice September 2001 review of 23 manufacturer programs. Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned ranked number 2 non-luxury manufacturer. See dealer for a copy of the limited warranty.
Office Max. Max means more. We've got more to celebrate as the Office Max 14th Anniversary Savings Event hits its stride. This week, get significant savings on the business essentials you need. Buy an Olympus 1.3 megapixel digital camera for $139.99 and get a 16 megabyte smart media card free. Plus, get a high back executive leather chair for $69.99. Save $60. There's no stopping the savings now. Office Max. Max means more. See store for details.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. Batavia police are investigating the drowning death of a 15-year-old boy that happened early this morning at Batavia's YMCA City Pool. The boy was a member of the Leroy Youth Group who was having an event at the YMCA. He was taken to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead. The head of the CIA met some opposition as he spoke at RIT last night. George Tenet was the commencement speaker at RIT's graduation. His visit was not welcomed by some who protested outside before the ceremony began. Tenet called on the graduates to have pride in their country. A 5-year-old Rochester boy suffered broken bones and burns after he was hit by a car yesterday at Magnolia Street. Rochester police say McGuain Hale was hit and dragged about 6:30 last night. He was taken to Straw Memorial Hospital where he's under evaluation. Locally, a lot of folks are saying that they're going to stay put this holiday weekend. Though gas prices are higher than they were a few months ago, prices are slightly down from this time last year. Still, many motorists filling up at the pump tell WHAM News they don't think gas prices will keep people from traveling by car. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
The station that means business.
They make money the old-fashioned way.
The Western New York Business Report.
They earn it.
On WHAM.
We at Subaru would like to ask our Subaru Outback drivers to go easy on SUV drivers. They're having a tough time of it. Like drivers of the Ford Explorer. I know people are talking about what superior cornering and stability in a turn you get in the Subaru Outback. Or folks in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. They hear the whispers about the superior mileage of the Outback. Hey, it's tough for those SUV drivers to constantly hear about the all-wheel drive Subaru Outback and its superior mileage, etc., etc. So if you drive an Outback, please mind the feelings of SUV drivers, especially those in the Lexus RX 300. They're actually kind of proud of their handling. Subaru Outback, still the world's first sport utility wagon.
For a great deal on a new Outback, see your local New York Subaru dealer and tell them Paul Hogan sent you.
EPA estimates for the 2002 Outback automatic transmission are 22 miles per gallon city and 27 miles per gallon highway. Testing claims based on USAC certified lateral acceleration and evasive lane change tests.
WHAM's radar weather forecast for Rochester and western New York. The sun will give way to clouds as we move through the afternoon. By later in the day, maybe a shower or two. Temperature is pretty well up in the 60s and actually rather pleasant outside. We'll have some light rain or shower activity and maybe a thunder shower or two to deal with tonight. The low temperatures will be about 50. And the shower should end early tomorrow. It'll turn partly to mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear, lows about 50 tomorrow night. And Memorial Day Monday will be partly sunny with highs in the low 70s. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Nothing showing up, and in studio Rochester radar from News Source 13 right now. Downtown, cloudy skies and 55 degrees. More sound bites up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
And if you forgot the phone numbers, they are listed on our website. It's soundbites.org. You can either type it in directly or go to wham1180.com and look at the beautiful little 80th anniversary front page. Take a moment to say happy anniversary, Wham, and then go into the main page. Click on our little faces down on the lower left. You may have to scroll to see them, and then you'll come to a page. It'll take you to us. It'll also let you send us comments. Please, don't bother to send us questions. We don't answer questions through that page, so that's not going to help you any. But
we have,
if you'd like to send comments about the show, we'll be happy to take those comments. And we're going to go to the poll in just a minute, but first, Dave's got something he just can't wait to say.
Yeah, I mean, we got one of our folks that help sponsor the show, Stan Feingold, over Visual Horizons.
Thank you. Thank
has donated here.
What are you saying? Thank you.
Thank you. I want to send thank you for him.
Oh, yeah.
Has donated what he calls the keepsake wedding memories. And what this does is for anybody that's thinking about getting married or in the midst of starting to do the planning, this will help you do it. It'll do the thank you cards, the save the date cards, shower cards, party cards, wedding stationery. I mean, it does just about everything, even the candy wrappers. So if any of you folks are interested in receiving this, give us a call here, and we'll set a copy aside. Of course, you're going to have to come up to the Wham 1180 studios and pick it up, but it's here free, and it's a great
You've got
summer.
How many to give away here? So the first...
We'll give away, say, three or four this week.
Yeah, first three or four callers who want one, let us know, and you'll get one.
Free software.
Now, going on about the website here, every week on our website at soundbites.org, we have a weekly poll. Last week's poll... thanks to a fellow named Mark Del Monte, who I'm sure we don't know who he is, had a suggestion for a poll. What is your monitor resolution? As those of us who are getting more mature,
thank you.
Our eyes are getting old, although we are getting better. Our eyes are just simply getting old. And so monitor resolutions are changing. And the question was, what is your monitor resolution? And the winner, the 252 of you voted this
week. Thank you very much.
Very impressed by that. Thank you all. The winner was 1024 by 768 with 41% of the votes, followed by 800 by 600 with 33% of the votes, 1280 by 1024 with 15% of the votes, the old 640 by 480 with only 9% of the votes, and other, that would be Mac and Linux people, 7 votes, 3% of the votes.
I run mine at 1280.
There you go, 1280 by 1024, that's right. So that was last week's poll. This week's poll is...
I was going to say, actually, I also see that as some historical perspective, because years ago, everyone had 13-inch monitors running at 640 by 480. And then we've seen that progress to the 15, the 16, the 17s. Now, 17-inch is the most common monitor at 1024.
2 years ago, and I have to do it again, 2 years ago I sent a little poll, thing out to my users at AskNick.com. Asking them, you know, what do you think of the site and what could I change, what could I add? One of the questions I asked was, what's your monitor resolution? The overwhelming majority of them had 800 by 600. Now the overwhelming majority is 1024 by 768.
Yeah. And also when web designers are creating their pages, you used to have to assume the 13-inch monitor. Now
right.
You're usually safe in the 8x6.
Right. This week's poll is a little different. We're going to talk about the Soundbites archives in just a moment. But this week's poll is about the archives. Do you love them? Probably won't use them. Or archives? And you have to get that little tilt in your head, that kind of Scooby-Doo tilt.
Argyle? So you should have been Argyle?
Yeah.
Argyle?
Argyle? We'll talk about the archives in just a moment, but I should tell you that right now 46 people have voted, and over 61% of them love the archives. The archives, what we've done is, and we want to thank specifically Mr. Jeff Howlett for allowing us to do this.
Yes.
And we want to thank Argyle and Bon Vibra and Black and Tan, who are members of the Soundbites forums, for their diligent efforts. And I particularly want to thank Argyle for not plastering bumper stickers all over my car.
And mine.
And
my shop.
And your shop. For their diligent efforts to help us get this started. And I want to thank everybody who has contributed to the archives. We have them listed on our website. Right now, if you go to the main page, you can see down on the left we mention them. And also over on the right we mention them. We still haven't fixed the graphics. There's some things that need to be done by people who aren't us, and consequently they haven't been done yet. But the Soundbites archive server is up. You can go to our website and click on the link. You can download the old shows for yourself. You can stream the old shows individually, or you can just get the random stream of one show after another to play in the background, a little ear candy for you to keep in the background at all times.
I wonder if anyone would notice if we just pumped the stream out over the air. And we could take a week off.
Eventually, somebody, yes, exactly. That's not a bad idea. But the old Soundbites shows from WXXI, God bless them, are up there courtesy of Phil Dampier and John Passanetti. And or you can get to their site to get theirs, because they had a separate agreement with XXI. And the Wham shows are up at our archives. I misspelled archive. Let's fix that this afternoon.
Well, we should also mention, though, that this week's show won't go up until the following week.
Right, because that's one of the deals is that we always delay it a week.
Keep you all in suspense.
That's right, or in suspenders. And also on that page, you will notice the Soundbite store. Yes, we have our very own store where you can buy T-shirts and hats and mugs and everything else that you could conceivably want, mouse pads, coffee mugs, tote bags. You should know, those of you who do want to buy stuff from there, that some of the items on that store are limited edition items only and are going away soon. That includes the stainless steel travel mug, the frosted root beer mug, the apron, the cooler, the visor, the polo shirt, and the ladies' tank top. So, luckily, though, the boxer shorts with the Soundbite logo are a permanent item. So you can get to those from our website,
too. That's
a
good thing we didn't put our faces on that logo.
Yes, exactly right. There are some things that just were never meant to be.
Well, we can put that on the backside of the shirts and that when we get to
the yes, of the shirts, but not of the boxers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we could.
So for those of you who need to proclaim your Soundbites geekiness, you can go to the store and pick up some items right now.
Wait a minute, how would that work on the shorts? There's three of us.
I don't want to know. Just go away.
No, I'm usually in the middle.
Turn off his mic, Rob. Turn off his mic now.
Well, I'm usually the one in the middle. I hate to think where I'm.
I don't want to talk about this. This is so far past what we should be talking about. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to even picture that.
Let's talk about the tote bag. If you get the
or the apron.
And there is a mouse pad. There's a very cool mouse pad, actually.
Yeah. And later on down the road, if we get our faces on, we can even autograph them for folks.
That's right, and we can autograph them. It'll only cost you an extra No, we'll do that for free.
Yeah, we can do that.
We're good guys. We'll do that for free. But in any case, what we'd love to have you do first and foremost, before you do anything else, is head to soundbites.org, vote in the poll, and once you're there, certainly feel free to go over and check out the archives, check out the store, and please, we have a set of forums. Spend.
Well, it's Father's Day coming up. What better gift?
What better gift than a mug for your pop?
Or a t-shirt, or a polo shirt,
or a jersey, a baseball jersey, a hat. Sure, underwear. Dad needs more underwear with the Soundbites logo on it. But also we have forums, and if you join the forums, you can ask questions during the week. Folks will answer them for you. We discuss things that are going on in the industry. BOFH is phenomenally good at telling us about the latest viruses and stuff like that are coming out, and security problems. So you'll read them first on the forums. You get us once a week. You get the forums every day. So give that a shot at soundbites.org. forum.org, and we'll be more than happy to have you join us there. If you do join the forums, by the way, please let us know what city you're from. We'd like to know how far out we're getting. And I mean that in the geographical sense, of course. And we're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Dan from Brighton. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
A simple question. I want
questions are always simple, Dan.
Well, I want to upgrade my processor on my Epox motherboard, the Duron 600, and the Epox website says that this board will take either a Duron 1300 or 1.3 gig or an Athlon 1.1 gig. Which would be a better processor for, say, gaming or voice?
Athlon.
Yep.
Athlon. The Duron does not have an onboard floating point processor. That doesn't matter if you're doing web serving or, you know, word processing,
right,
something along that line. Who cares?
Definitely.
But if you're doing voice and games and stuff like that, 99% of what you're doing is some sort of mathematical conversion. And you will find that there is, it's much, much, much faster.
Plus, even though it apparently has a lower clock speed, it will be a faster process.
The Athlon also has a faster level 2 cache. Here's the deal. One of the slowest parts of any operation you do in a computer is getting data from the memory to the processor. It's just simply slow because you can't afford the fast memory. Trust me when I tell you, you couldn't afford it. So what they do is they put a little bit of fast memory out there, and it's called a level 2 cache. And so it, while you're doing what something with what's in the cache, the system is loading more stuff from memory into the cache. So it's kind of happening in the background, multitasking, so the processor gets to use what's there in the cache faster. When you have a bigger cache, you can load more stuff, so it's less likely that the cache will run out and you'll have to wait. Now, again, that doesn't matter if you're doing word processing or serving files or printing or something like that. But when you are doing games, and particularly when you're doing voice stuff, that comes into play, and you will be much, much happier with the Athlon than with the Duron.
One other thing, though. What's the memory on your video card?
32.
Okay. Right. All right.
That's not bad. You may want to update that, too. But if what you're talking about now is just what the motherboard will take, go Athlon.
Okay, great.
Okie doke.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
It's Monroe's 45th anniversary, and everything's on sale. Save $50 on brakes through the end of May.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe way.
$50 off brakes, or how about our oil change for just $17.99 through the end of May? Need tires? Top brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, and Firestone starting as low as $4 for $99 from now to the end of the month. Big savings on Z-Plus mufflers and Sensitrac shocks, too. And so you don't get stranded on the side of the road, Monroe will check your battery, lights, coolant, wipers, and belts, and rotate your tires absolutely free. That's right, free until the end of the month. That's value. Monroe, great products, great service with prices well below dealerships and mega stores. Stop in now and save big during Monroe's 45th anniversary sale.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe way.
Everything's on sale.
The Monroe way.
Mama keeps our house clean with the magic. Mama's got the magic of Clorox.
Clorox, the
disinfecting wipes are magic. My youngest loves to make her own breakfast. You know, more food on the counters than on her plate. So every morning I wipe down the counters with Clorox disinfecting wipes. My little chef may clean her plate, but not the kitchen. Clorox disinfecting wipes. Why just wipe when I can disinfect, too?
Mama's got the magic of Clorox.
Use as directed.
Jumbo shrimp are back at Red Lobster.
Pardon me, miss?
Yes, sir. How were your shrimp?
Oh, they were amazing. But can you please wrap this one up for me?
Sure, no problem.
Get the big taste of jumbo shrimp for just $12.99 at Red Lobster. For a limited time, mix and match any two mouth-watering flavors. Crunch fried, crispy coconut, or savory scampi. Red Lobster. Go overboard.
Yes, you too can send the great taste of Zweigel Hots anywhere in the USA. Zweigel's famous white Hots and red ones, too. Send 6 pounds or more anywhere in the USA proper, and they'll arrive within 3 days. Freshness guaranteed. Zweigel's. Quality sausage since 1880. Go online to WHAM1180.com. Click on the Zweigel's logo, follow the easy ordering instructions, and your delicious gift will be on its way. It's easy to send the great taste of Zweigel's. Click on WHAM1180.com or call 235-7860.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're supposed to be understandable? Oh,
they
man.
They didn't tell us that before.
All right, start over. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we're talking to Nancy from Rochester, trying desperately to be understandable. Welcome, Nancy. What's your question?
Well, I love your show.
Thank you.
And my question is, I have XP, and on Win98, there's a command where you can release the static IP address. So if you dial into an area and you want to locate a server or you want to locate something, and I think the prompt in DOS was WINIPCFG.
Yes.
Now, I was wondering what's compatible for that for XP.
IPconfig. IPCONFIG. /release.
Right. That's a DOS command, and you need to know the DOS parameters for it.
Right. So it's or you can type IPconfig /?. The slash is the regular divide by, not the backslash.
So okay.
IPCONFIG, IPconfig, /release will get rid of the one you've got, and /renew will renew it again.
Oh, /renew will renew it again.
Yep.
Okay, I'm writing this down. And I do that right at the C?
Right at the C prompt.
Right at the C prompt.
Or in the start run command.
Right, or you can just say start run, and in the run box type IPconfig /renew. Or release, or whichever.
Yeah.
Okay, I can just put a space between the two, or I need the slash?
No, space and then slash. So it's IPconfig /. Wait,
okay.
I'm sorry. Let's one of us do this. IPconfig /renew.
Okay.
Or slash release.
Okay, great.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I didn't want to confuse the poor woman.
No, I just want the poor.
Because we got out of sync, and I didn't know which.
Forward slash versus the backslash.
Yes.
So many folks get confused on that and mess things up.
Right, right, exactly. But
we do too. If it doesn't work, use the other one.
Use the other one, exactly. Now, thank you. I hope that was understandable. If it doesn't work, try something else. Our next caller is Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
I had a couple of things that I needed to help with. One of the things was when I load my computer, I have... the scan goes up when it first starts, and what happens is it goes to pass 1, pass 2, pass 3, up to pass 9, and then it gets to C
and
stops, and it doesn't complete the loading.
All right, yeah, here's what, there's an issue, and matter of fact, we have a solution for it.
Great.
If you go over on our Soundbites webpage, down in the lower right-hand corner, is a fix. You're running McAfee 6.0?
Yes, correct.
You got it. And we have a fix on our website for it. But for you folks that don't know about it or can't even get into it, like your case, what you want to do is boot the machine up. And when it's booting up, hold down the F8 key. You know, keep tapping it and go to the option of safe command prompt or just, you know, command line only.
You want it? It's like when I run it to just command.
Well, what you want to do is while it's booting up, you've got to sit there and keep.
I do that.
And one of the options, like the very last one, is command prompt only.
Yes.
It takes you right to SC prompt. Okay. It won't load anything in your AutoExec or your config file.
Okay.
Now, what you want to do is type edit space AutoExec.bat.
Dot what?
Dot B-A-T.
Okay.
Hit enter. You're going to see a line in there that's loading your McAfee. And it towards the end of the line, it says bootscan.exe. What you want to do is change that bootscan to scan. PM. That's scanpm.exe. Save that file. Your machine will boot, and you'll be having no more problems.
Okay. I have one more question, if I may.
Sure.
When I go to when I'm in the in zone alarm. I have to remove zone alarm in order to get to download my Hotmail from MS because it would not, give me the Hotmail. So I got to remove it before I even go in. So is there something wrong with MS Hotmail or Messenger or something?
No, Hotmail works for me. So it's got to be something you've set in Zone Alarm.
You're probably told Zone Alarm to not allow that program access. You have to go into the Zone Alarm settings and let that program through.
I took off the check marks and I said, I went through that and I said accept, you know what I'm saying, on all of them.
Right. Well, but there's more to Hotmail, unfortunately, than just the... You said accept on every program you have?
Well, no.
Okay.
One that we were talking about, the MS Messenger.
Well, see, that's MS Instant Messenger. That's not
totally
the one
different.
You need. There are a couple of DLLs that run. There's the service and controller app that Hotmail uses and a couple of others. So if you've turned those off, you won't get Hotmail.
Okay. So I just have to go in and turn them on?
Well, here's the easiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Turn everything to question marks.
Okay.
Everything.
All right.
And then start up Hotmail. And you will be asked for certain things.
Okay.
Now you know that those can be turned on and the rest can be turned back off again.
Do you want to allow this program access to the Internet?
Right, exactly. And say yes and you'll get Hotmail, then you can go back and turn the rest off.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Now, the trick there is if you also happen to have a virus at the time, the virus may try to get to the
internet. Yeah, I would make sure your machine is clean first.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Well, you've done it again. You've made the Wham Morning News Rochester's most listened to morning show. Number one for 27 consecutive rating periods.
That's nearly 7 years.
Congratulations to host Jet Walker and Beth Adams, news anchor Bill Lau, meteorologist Kevin Williams, sports anchor Brad Davies, entertainment critic Bill Klein, and traffic reporter Gary Smith. Thanks for listening to Rochester's favorite morning show. Weekdays from 5 to 9, the top-rated Wham Morning News.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for and you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit ElementKCenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education, real opportunities.
You got the power!
Yes, you've got the power. The power of savings and selection, because we need to move some metal in May.
You got the power!
At Friendly Dodge and Ben Yan, get savings up to $6,000 on new 2001 Grand Caravans, Dakotas, and Grand Cherokee. New 2002 Neon starting at $11,900. All new Ram 4x4s starting at $21,690. In pre-owned vehicles, get a 99 Ram 4x4 V8 automatic, only 42,000 miles for just $13,900. Or a 98 Honda Civic, well-equipped with 65,000 miles for only
$9,800.
Get the power! Power of selection and savings, because we need to move some metal in May.
Metal.
At your power dealer, Friendly Dodge, Route 14A in Ben Yan.
You got the power!
With A-approved credit, 99 Ram number R315A, 98 Civic number 726A, plus tax title tag. See dealer for details.
Every week, nearly 500,000 people listen to Clear Channel radio stations in Rochester. You're listening to one right now, News Radio 1180 WHAM. When your mood changes, why not try another Clear Channel station, like Mix 100.5. Mix 100.5 plays a great variety from the 80s, 90s, and now. It's an upbeat mix that you won't find anywhere else on the FM dial. So when you're in the mood for something a little different, skip past warm and turn on Mix. Mix 100.5.
Remember those math questions from third grade? Here's one. If Farmer Brown wrecks his pickup truck, how long will GEICO guarantee the claim repair? A, 1 year. B, 3 years. Or C, till the cows come home? The answer is C, because GEICO can guarantee your claim repair for as long as you own your car. Hey, underneath that baseball cap, Farmer Brown is pretty sharp. GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Our customers like the way we handle claims almost as much as they like saving money.
Now showing on the Star Super Pack, the chuckle, the involuntary gasp, the snivel, the gut buster.
See how you feel watching The Princess Diaries, American Pie 2, and The Fast and the Furious on the Star Super Pack. Hundreds of movies, millions of emotions. Call 1-800-SUPERPACK to get up to 12 different movie channels for about $12 per month.
Availability and price may vary with digital cable or satellite TV.
Do their show in a chat room. It's Down Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enrich.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons. And we thought about chat rooms, putting up a chat room for Sound Bites,
yeah.
But I just cannot imagine you folks chatting with us. We had a little bit of a phone to do here, so currently all the lines are open. I want to apologize to anybody who got dumped off. You can feel free to call back. We don't, we did not do it on purpose. We are not discriminating against you.
I actually host a chat myself on America Online, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock.
What is that? You talking to yourself?
It's, it's the Advanced Computing Forum on America Online, talking about, on Tuesday nights is Mac stuff. And it's actually kind of interesting. Fortunately, I haven't, or unfortunately, I haven't got more than 8 or 10 people at a time. Otherwise, it gets really hard coordinating them all. And
well, I'll tell you what, I did chats for my class with 35 students. Mm-hmm. It was impossible. I did a chat for Ask Nick. I did 5 or 6 of them. One of the chats, we only had 5 or 10 people, was okay. But I had a chat with like 50 people, and I did one for our news. And there must have been
AOL.
150 people.
AOL will sometimes have big public forums with a celebrity speaker. Yeah. There might be 1,000 people in the chat.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine.
Well, how long have you been doing this? You've been doing it for quite a
while. Yeah, almost probably 10 years now, almost as long as I've been doing Sound Bites.
Yeah, really.
We're going to go back to the phones now. We still have some lines open, but we have Mary from Fairport on the line. Welcome, Mary. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. I'm following up on how you told us about when you delete something, you don't really delete it. You just remove the pointer to it.
Right.
That made me ask two questions, one theoretical and one paranoid.
And the answer is yes to both of them.
If you're deleting stuff to make room on your hard drive, if it doesn't really go away, are you really making room?
Yes, you are, because the idea of getting rid of the pointer means that that space is now available for something else to write over it.
Oh, to write over it.
So if you save something new, you write over some of the old stuff. It's
okay,
just that the old stuff.
Would you use up all the hard drive first and then write stuff over?
No. It the way these machines work is they generally start at the very beginning of the drive and look for the first available open space. Save as much of the file as they can to that one, then look for the next available open space, save more. Look for the next one, save more. Look for the next one, save more.
And that causes the disk fragmentation.
That you,
right.
that you worry about. Now, if you are running any of the NT-based systems, the NTFS systems, NT2000 or XP, that problem is not nearly as bad because you use an entirely different architecture from the old DOS version. But if you have Windows, any of the DOS-based versions of Windows,
I have 98.
Then you have that, and you have a definite problem with fragmentation. That's why there are disk defraggers for you.
So here's the paranoid question.
Yeah.
Right, until that data is overwritten, anyone could get it back.
Brought things from the internet that you didn't want on your computer.
Yeah.
How could you make sure they were really gone?
Well, they're gone in the sense that only somebody with the right tools and the right knowledge could go in and get them.
Like the police.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
or
exactly.
Norton, Symantec's Norton Disk Doctor, and Norton Utilities, one of the features there is Norton Unerase. Mm-hmm. That will look on your hard drive for files that have been marked as erased but actually haven't been overwritten yet and will unerase them.
Oh, well, unerase meaning put them back on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, no, I want to erase them.
There are a couple of programs. One used to be called Clean Sweep. I'm not sure what
Scrubber
it's called now.
Scrubber.
Norton, another feature of Norton is the wipe info command that actually will physically delete it. It basically overwrites it with ones and zeros, random ones and zeros, the files that you have marked as deleted.
And will it do all of them, or do you have to identify them file by file?
No, it does it all automatically.
But like you said, though, if you're worried to the point of the police, my friend Joe Henneke.
Oh yeah.
No, we're talking very hypothetical. But like my friend Joe Henneke and his toy lab there, they could sit there and, I mean, if you've been using this computer over years, could sit there and pull up stuff that you would shock the average user.
Right.
And there are actually,
for the average human being, there's also a program called Window Washer.
Okay.
And the current version is 4.5. Steve's going to put that up on the website. It's www.webroot.com/washer.htm. And the program is called Window Washer.
Mm-hmm.
And it has lots and lots of features, one of which is, they have names. This one is called Bleaching.
Bleaching.
Well, they have, you know, it's a window washer, right? So this is bleaching for added security. Window washer can completely overwrite files with random characters up to 10 times, rendering the file unrecoverable.
Uh-huh.
Cookie keeper?
Because there's also commercial recovery services. DriveSaver is one of the big ones. If your hard drive crashes and you really, really need the data back, they go in with a clean room with spacesuits and the whole bit with an electron microscope and physically look at the disk, little tiny rust bit at a time, and recover your data.
Wow. Right. So it is very likely that if somebody really, really wanted to find data on your drive, they might be able to. But in particular, if somebody downloaded something you didn't want, the best thing to do is to use Window Washer and bleach your drive.
Well,
I'm glad you screwed up the phones today, guys, because I could never get through, and I've been wondering about this ever since I read this.
You know, Rob has to do something over there.
Yeah. Well, what happened was Rob accidentally dumped all the calls. No, he didn't. No, he didn't at all. No.
Yeah, but since he won't come on the air, we can't defend himself.
That's right, because he won't defend himself. We can say anything we want.
Yeah, we could. Ooh.
Well, he doesn't need any defense from me. He's my guy today.
He's your guy. Okay.
He's trying.
Oh, wait a minute. We've been on the air 13 years. Who gets the first groupie?
Hey,
Rob!
It's only because I couldn't get to you guys.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, Mary.
Thanks.
That's
a
all a question you're getting out of us. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks,
mark her down. Mary from Fairport.
Mary from Fairport.
Okay.
Yeah, Rob's already writing her number down. And we'll never talk to her again. Our next, next caller is John from Rochester. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Enright, dude. How are you?
Hey, dude.
I had an interesting experience.
You're moving out on the street now.
You are correct, sir. the sold sign is up.
he's selling his house and doesn't have. He's having a new house built. He already sold his existing house and doesn't know where he's going to live. Not my house.
Off the back of the bike, of course.
Okay, so we'll be in an apartment for about 4 or 5 months, and I'll have no maintenance. All I have to do is golf and ride my bike.
There you go.
Excellent. And play with your computer, which leads us to your question.
The question is, or the statement is, I started my computer one morning this week, and instead of Google being my homepage, there was I Start There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a couple of tries, and I finally figured out that there is a place on their site where you can request that they remove themselves and default back to where you were. But how in the heck do they do that?
It's actually really easy to hijack somebody's homepage. It is considered incredibly unethical, and they should probably be taken out in the back alley and beaten to a bloody pulp. But it is easy enough to do with a JavaScript program. All you have to do is go in and write a little bit of code that suddenly puts it into your registry, and you're done.
A lot of times, websites you go to, like Google and MSN, there'll be a button that says, make me your homepage.
Yeah.
And you want it to do that.
That's legitimate, if you click the button, God bless you.
Other websites do that for you.
Well, I've seen others, though, sneak it into there that it's part of the agreement.
Yep.
You agreed to this, so they'll go ahead and slip it in there and change it.
John, it's a reprehensible and disgust-to-patent practice, and I'm sorry you got caught by it.
You can manually change your start page from the Tools menu, the Internet Options command. One of those options is your homepage.
Right, but that can be overridden by this
and in fact,
software.
Some of the software can prevent that from being changed.
And in fact, that's what he was just trying to say.
I did actually have to do it two or three times. I went to my Internet Options, and I thought, well, there's something was quirky here. And then, lo and behold, the next morning when I started again, it was right back. I did find a place in their site.
Some of them also put viruses in, too, to do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
So you're looking forward to a great summer season of sunning and funning. You open the pool, you throw in the chemicals, you turn on the filter, and in spite of your best efforts, the water in your pool's looking like it has the flu.
Oh no!
Take your sick pool to Ace Swim and Leisure. At Ace Swim and Leisure, we know pools, we know chemicals, and we can prescribe the treatment your pool needs to get healthy again.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Ace Swim and Leisure, the pool experts. They make it easy to keep your pool healthy and low maintenance all summer long. Still on the fence about buying a pool? It's not too late. Ace Swim and Leisure still has time to get you up and running in time to enjoy what promises to be a great summer. For pools, pool chemicals and supplies. For spas, patio furniture, gas grills, and more, see Ace Swim and Leisure, the sunnin' and funnin' experts. Chila Avenue, Witten Place, Empire Boulevard, Webster, and in Greece on North Greece Road.
I have a lawn in my head. Lush, green, manicured to perfection. Not at all like the lawn in my yard. Unlike my real lawn, the one in my head doesn't have more dandelions than grass. Bugs are powerless to bug me, and it grows just fine when I forget to water it. It's one endless plain of green that ends at my driveway where I park my $100,000 Italian sports car. That's in my head, too.
If you're dreaming of the perfect lawn, start in your own backyard at the Home Depot. There you'll find friendly, helpful advice on everything from the right fertilizer and how to apply it to the right watering schedule and how to keep it. Now's a good time to grab a 5-pound bag of Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food for just $6.88. It provides big, healthy blooms and is safe to use on vegetables, flowers, lawns, and more. So get that lawn out of your head and into your yard at the Home Depot.
Oh, and the lawn in my head never needs mowing. Did I mention that?
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites. On News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and Bart from Brighton is on the line. Welcome, Bart. What's your question?
Hi again.
Hi. Hi, Art.
I'm still having troubles with the problem that we talked about earlier. But in the course of this, I've run into another problem that others might have, so I won't bore you with the original. The new problem is that in trying to get the problem corrected, I completely uninstalled WordPerfect and then reinstalled WordPerfect Office with all of the components. But when it comes up and I go on programs and then Corel, I not only have WordPerfect 9, but I have three components from a WordPerfect 7 that was installed a long time ago. And I can't find any place to uninstall them.
They may not actually be installed. There could just be shortcuts in the menu. If you pick them in the menu, do they run?
Unfortunately, I was so intent on trying the other things that I didn't try that. But
and sometimes the uninstallers don't catch the actual shortcuts in the start menu.
Now this is not a shortcut on the screen, but this is when you click on Programs and then Corel.
Right.
It displays the old ones in 7. And
right.
That's still a shortcut, I gather.
Yeah, that start menu is still a shortcut. It's in Program Files Startup.
Well, he can just right-click on it. If he's running Windows 98, right-click on it, and one of the options is to delete.
Okay. And is there a better uninstall program available, something that's... maybe even proprietary that really works and can it uninstall things that you wouldn't normally get properly uninstalled?
There are a couple of programs that will do that, but you have to be running them before you install something.
Yeah, they have to track it when you install them.
Exactly. So anything that you've already got installed, these programs won't work for.
Okay. Now, you've answered my question, but not solved my problem.
Exactly. I am sorry, Art.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Have fun. Good luck. Our next caller is Tom from Gates. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I got a simple one and maybe not such a simple one. When I right-click the Start key, I see Open and Explore, but they're kind of hidden, and I can't activate them. And I know I could when we first installed, this is 98SE. And all of a sudden they kind of faded on me.
When you say faded, you mean they're not selectable?
Right. I can still see the words there, but they're kind of faded out.
Then
I still have the open with ULED photo, Find, Play, and Winamp, and they're all highlightable, but these two are not.
They're grayed out.
Grayed
out.
What
version of Windows are you running?
SE 98.
That usually means that the thing you've clicked on, those commands have no meaning, so it dims them for you to prevent you from choosing them.
But they're definitely
but
there.
Should,
those
yeah.
shouldn't.
Now, I can go into the programs and pick out Windows Explorer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can click on that, and I can explore through Windows. So I've created a shortcut, which may be the ultimate solution to the problem. But I'm kind of baffled by why they disappeared. It happened on two of the four computers I'm operating here.
Hmm. That's very weird.
Yeah, it's got to be something in the registry.
It's probably a registry. It's probably some other program you installed that added something to that contextual menu, accidentally took out the other features.
Well, it doesn't take them out. It grays them out.
It grays them out, yeah.
They're there,
you
but
might
they're grayed out.
You might want to try running the system file checker.
Yeah, that's
go to Start,
one.
Choose Run, type SFC, the system file checker.
Right. I did that once because I remember you said that to another caller one time.
Yeah, that should scan through your Windows system files and make sure that they're all intact,
right.
And if not, it will restore them from your cabs.
Well, I did that, and it didn't have any effect on it.
Could try reinstalling Windows on top of itself.
Yeah, that'd be the next thing to do.
Oh, I worry about doing that.
No, that's safe. Believe it or not, I know it sounds scary, but all it does is rewrite over the other version of Windows. And as far as any of your installed programs or anything like that, it doesn't hurt that one bit.
You want to be sure that when that installer runs, you do pick the same Windows directory, because a lot of times it will see you have a Windows and suggest another one, like Windows.000.
Right.
So make sure you're putting it back into the same C:\Windows.
Okay. The other question I have is, because I've been listening to you guys, I've been updating my... my Norton antivirus, and I've got everything running, and now on one of my computers, it will not allow me to go into live update. And as a result, I've been networking over to one of the other computers that updates every week, and drag and drop a virus file.
You might want to get that Klez, if you've heard me talk about it, off the Norton website, is that Klez utility? And
Klez.
Run that. Klez. K-L-E-Z.
Do you have the Norton firewall running also?
Well...
You may have accidentally told firewall to not allow live update through.
Yeah,
although you'd figure Norton's products would automatically let themselves through.
What I see most of the time with this Klez, it literally shuts down either Norton or McAfee if you haven't done the current update.
I have to also ask you a very delicate question, Tom.
All right.
How many machines do you have Norton on?
Four.
And how many copies of Norton do you have?
How many people are listening to this right now?
Right. It is not impossible that you've been caught. And Norton has disabled that.
Oh.
That's true, too.
They've been starting to do that now.
Okay.
Your first thing to do is what these guys said, do the Klez update, make sure that you're completely clean.
And that's on the Norton
right,
website?
Right. The second thing to do is if that doesn't fix it, it may be time to get another copy.
Okay.
Go up to 2002.
Now, I had just gotten this copy, and I had a zone alarm hooked up at the same time when I installed this.
No, that shouldn't matter.
And, I took
that out.
But
it's possible zone alarm is set to not let live update through.
Yeah, it's possible, sure.
So I took off zone alarm on all the computers. I also switched to Roadrunner, and I put a router in on the...
Right, but see, none of that would gray out live update. It might not work, but it wouldn't gray it out.
Oh, no, this isn't grayed out. It just it says it...
can't update.
It says it can't update right.
Yeah, no, you need to probably update that version.
Well, how old is your Norton?
It's only one out of the four machines.
Well, the other issue with Norton and McAfee is that the live update expires after a year, and you have to renew your subscription.
Right, and I bought a brand new copy, December.
Yeah, you can go into the Norton antivirus main screen and go to the About command under the Help menu, and that should tell you how many days are left in your subscription.
But anyway, try those things, okie-doke? Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Before
we go to the next call, Dave had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, I want to put in a shameless plug. As you folks know, there's normally the Riding for Reason run, but this year they're doing it called Ride for Life. It's taken off from Harv's, and it's going to benefit Mercy Flight. I've already had a couple friends that have unfortunately needed it, but was darn glad that it was there, and it literally saved their lives. So whether you got two wheels, three wheels, four wheels, and you got nothing going next Saturday, come on out and support the Mercy Flight. It starts off at Harv's between 10 and 12. Please come on out. It's going to be a great time. They're going to be taking the ride. Or, you know, it's going to be a regular another run, and it's going to wind up at the airfield.
And we've got about 2 minutes left. Lenny from Hamlin. Welcome, Lenny. What's your question?
Oh, I started my brother got into this game, and is a DOS game. And
yeah.
Now it's my joystick doesn't work, so it starts. So I tried to restart the computer just to get into Windows, and now it says when I get to the bottom, it does all the checks and the black screen and everything. Get to the bottom, it says Windows 98 is now starting your MS-DOS-based program, which means it starts the program that I can't get out of. So
right.
Is there any way I can bypass that to Windows? And
what you do is once it starts it up,
yeah.
And you get usually back to a C prompt.
No, it just goes into
yeah. Here's your problem, Lenny. What's happened is this DOS-based program has changed the auto exec.
Okay.
And what you need to do is to run the system.
Not always. Compaq will sit there and put it in a DOS mode. Compaq and other manufacturers do that.
Yeah.
And when they put you in the DOS mode, once you're back to a prompt, you have to type exit. Exit.
I'm sorry, Lenny. We both interrupted you before you finished your sentence. Are you saying that MS-DOS starts the game?
It starts the program, yeah. It
Thank
doesn't
you.
Give me a prompt.
So what you need to do is to get that out of your win.ini. So open that up and remove the final line where the game runs. And I'm afraid we got to go. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons. We'll be next Friday night on our news on 756 Talk. And next Saturday right here on Soundbites at 1180 WHAM. For everybody here, I'm Nick Francesco, and we'll see you next week.
And opinion. It's Bob Matthews, weeknights at 6 on Rochester's Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.